Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. No end in sight for government shutdown. We have the story.
Oklahoma woman enters a plea in the deaths of two Kansas women. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County commissioners learned about the many great things happening at WSU Tech. We have that story coming up.
Police are investigating a fatal traffic accident this morning in southwest Wichita. Two people are dead. Police say one person was riding a bicycle, the other a motorcycle. The crash occurred at Harry and Palisade around 2:45 a.m. For 16 days, Senate Republicans and Democrats have been at odds over how to reopen and fund the government.
The Senate failing to advance Republicans' House-passed government funding measure for the ninth time Wednesday.
Republicans are unwilling to spend a dime to provide affordable health care to working-class Americans. That's unacceptable. The American people deserve better.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and fellow Democrats calling on Republicans to negotiate on the extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits. Republicans say they're open to negotiating after reopening the government.
Every day that goes by, there are more and more Americans who are getting smaller and smaller paychecks, people who work for the federal government.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting in South Wichita last night. Just after 10 p.m., police were called to a shots-fired report in the 3500 block of South Hydraulic. They found a person suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. That person was hospitalized in critical condition. No word on the circumstances of the shooting or a possible suspect. An Oklahoma woman accused of killing two Kansas women pleaded no contest Tuesday to multiple charges.
55-year-old Tiffany Adams was found guilty in Texas County, Oklahoma, on two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of unlawful removal of a dead body, and two counts of unlawful desecration of a human corpse in the deaths of Veronica Butler and Julian Kelly. Prosecutors say the deaths resulted from a custody battle between Adams and Kelly on behalf of her son, Kelly's ex-husband. Four other people have also been charged in the case. Sentencing for Adams was scheduled for January 28th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board received an update on the continued growth at WSU Tech.
Dr. Sherry Utash says enrollment currently stands at 6,960 students. Enrollment in their professional pilots program is up nearly 130%, while their alternative fuels program is up nearly 70%. She says a student who begins taking classes at WSU Tech as a high school sophomore or junior can graduate from both at nearly the same time and are at a major advantage when entering the workforce.
They have no student loan debt, so they can go buy a car, they can buy a home, they can be, you know, very economically productive. I'm starting to say that what we're doing with this is creating generational wealth.
Facilities are growing, too, with expansion underway at the National Center for Aviation Training and the Biomedical Campus in the downtown. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A setback for some conservative Christians in Oklahoma.
The state's new public school superintendent, Lindell Fields, is rescinding a mandate from his predecessor, which required schools to incorporate the Bible into lesson plans for students. State Education Department spokeswoman Tara Thompson says Fields believes those decisions are best made on the local level.
I think it's less about taking a stance and more about giving control back to the local school boards and the local school superintendents in those communities.
The directive from former Superintendent Ryan Walters last year prompted immediate condemnation from civil rights groups, who, along with parents and teachers, filed a lawsuit, which is still pending. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
President Trump is not ruling out military action in Venezuela to target drug cartels.
Venezuela's government says the U.S. has been violating international law by using military strikes to take out suspected drug-running boats. And President Trump confirmed Wednesday he authorized covert CIA operations inside Venezuela. He said he did so because the government of Venezuela and its leader, Nicolas Maduro, had released prisoners into the U.S. and drugs were coming into the U.S. from Venezuela. The Maduro government has been saying the U.S. is trying to produce a regime change. Meanwhile, lawmakers on Capitol Hill say the president may not have the legal authority to use lethal force on suspected drug-carrying boats. Joel Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We've got fines coming down from the Big 12 for KU and Texas Tech. We'll tell you why coming up in sports.
Trump considering sending guard troops into San Francisco. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, and 60 degrees. One of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history was underway yesterday to move hundreds of people from coastal villages ravaged by high surf and strong winds from the remnants of Typhoon Halong last weekend. The storm brought record water levels to two low-lying communities and washed away homes, some with people inside. At least one person was killed and two are missing. Makeshift shelters were quickly established and swelled to about 1,500 people, an extraordinary number in a sparsely populated region where communities are reachable only by air or water. Two San Antonio, Texas police officers were injured and the gunman killed in a shootout Wednesday.
Police in San Antonio, Texas say they got a 911 call from a motel, but the call dropped before they could get details. As it turns out, three police officers were nearby where a suspicious man was taunting them. Police Chief Bill McManus told reporters the man left and came back shouting at the cops.
I'm not going back to prison. I'm not going back to jail.
Then took off running.
And he was running. He started pulling at his waistband. Pulled out a pistol.
The three officers and man got into a gunfight, leaving two officers shot in the arm and the suspect dead at the scene. The officers are expected to recover. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And police have not publicly released the gunman's name. President Trump is suggesting he would deploy National Guard troops to San Francisco. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from Washington.
The president said federal law enforcement will set its sights on the city by the bay. That happening during remarks at the White House as the FBI touted its more than 23,000 violent criminal arrests since the president returned to office. Flanked by the FBI director, Kash Patel, he also said since his return to power, the Bureau has destroyed or disrupted more than 170 organized criminal enterprises, confiscated more than 6,000 illegal firearms, and seized enough fentanyl to kill 55 million people.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, things are starting to look a little better. The traffic volume's getting just a little bit lighter out there, although right now we've got a stalled out vehicle that can be slowing things down. This is southbound on I-135. It is between Harry and Lincoln. So watch out for a slowdown there. Pretty close to Lincoln Street, actually. So that's the area that we're talking about again. That's a stalled out vehicle southbound on I-135, pretty close to Lincoln. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Axe Net Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies this morning, then just a few clouds and warm this afternoon. 81 is the high, southeast winds, 15 to 25 and gusty. Mostly clear this evening, could see a shower or storm late tonight into Friday morning. Overnight low 62, partly cloudy, breezy and warm on Friday with a high in the low 80s. Chance of storms on Friday evening, those could be strong, turning much cooler this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now a clear sky, south wind at 8 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Richard House Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, October 16th. We had a partly cloudy, sunny day yesterday, 83 degrees for a high, normal high 72. So a pretty nice day. I got out for a walk yesterday afternoon and a little breeze to cool the brow. And yesterday afternoon, wife and I went shopping. She needed to purchase Mums. I'm not sure what this is all about. But,
okay.
But we have a couple of containers of Mums to put by the front porch to go with her other decorations, the two pumpkins we bought the other day. And it looks very nice. And she knows what she's doing. She knows how to decorate. I do not. So I just go along and do the heavy lifting and pull out the credit card. That's why I'm there.
Okay. That is the heavy lifting, that's pulling the out the credit lifting. Card. Yeah.
It was on this date 102 years ago, 1923. Walt Disney launched an empire when he founded the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio with his brother Roy Disney. Roy became the financial guy, and there was an interesting story. If you go to, you know, they did things a certain way, still do, but I don't think this is the case anymore. But I know that Walt Disney and Roy got a lot of pressure over the years to allow alcoholic beverages in the parks. And they both just absolutely refused. I don't know if that's still the case or not, whether you got so many restaurants in those theme parks, Walt, in Disney World and Disneyland, but I don't know for sure.
I think you can, but I think it's also pretty well restricted. There are only certain places. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole idea is to create a fantasy place, fantasy land for you and your kids. And I remember going to Disneyland in 1956. It had just opened, and my mom and dad took us out there. We drove all the way to California, and it was amazing. It really, really was. What I have found out over the years, the method of operation they have is pretty interesting. A lot of different things. In other words, you have security at Disney. I don't know if this is all still the case, but as they were developing this, the idea that the security was not, you didn't have uniformed guards. You did have people who were in character, who were all over the place, not intruding, not saying, doing anything, unless there was a problem. And the guy who's suited up as some sort of character might be a security guard. So if somebody's acting up, they might just walk over, grab him by the arm, and apparently there are doors all over the park, secret doors that you don't know about. And they can take you in there, and you are gone. You're in within the bowels of the park. That's what I've heard.
You're in the back rooms.
Yeah, you're in there where they've taken you and you're misbehaving. You're not going to do that in Disneyland or Disney World. So there you go. That's one thing that I know about that. Now, another thing is that if you are out there running a ride today, you could be working in the dining hall tomorrow. And so you'd better be ready to do anything if you go to work for Disney. And I've known a couple of people who've worked for Disney over the years. The memory that I have is my brothers and I went to Disneyland back in the day was that we all four of us wanted to drive. We wanted to drive cars, and we were two. Yeah, I was 7 years old, six, 7 years old. I'm not going to drive a car, but they had a car that I could drive. It was like an old timey car. I didn't even know what the ride was, but it had a little this concrete thing down the middle, so you couldn't deviate and drive off the roadway there. That was fun, and just getting to go into the fort there. Because I was a big fan of Davy Crockett and all the pioneers and all that. And just to go in and look around that fort and play like, and kind of pretend that you're playing cowboys, that was fun too. So there is a lot of fun stuff at Disneyland, Disney World for kids, of course.
I'd have to imagine. Never been myself.
The Disneys were brilliant guys. I think they were from Kansas City originally. But they were just brilliant guys, way ahead of their time.
And all I know now is if you want to go now, you'd better save up.
You better have some money.
5 or 6 months worth of pay.
You'd better have some money in your pocket or a good credit card.
It is very expensive.
Never really had an explanation as why They're cartoon characters, Mickey and all of them. Mickey only had like four fingers. Four, I think it was. A thumb and three fingers.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was. But
I could give you a pretty good answer.
Because it was because of a mouse.
Easier to animate.
There you go.
Probably fewer fingers to have to draw every time you had to draw an animation cell.
Yeah. Okay. I'll buy it.
They do the same thing on The Simpsons.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Maybe cartoon characters all have three fingers.
Yeah, four fingers, yeah.
Or coming up
three fingers and a thumb, yeah.
8:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Jad Chambers, sir.
And this morning in sports, you know, we talked about it just a little bit ago, but Wichita's been named the best sports event host city in the 2025 Sports Travel Awards. That's a national recognition from Sports Travel Magazine. Wichita selected by a vote from a field of six finalists that included Atlanta, Boise, Charlotte, Des Moines, Milwaukee. According to the press release from Sports Travel, Wichita hosted sports events, delivered nearly $61 million in estimated total economic impact through a combination of 16 sporting events that were directly hosted by Visit Wichita that totaled around $33 million of that $61 million. Support for over 100 additional events citywide that produced the rest. In the past year alone, of course, Wichita had the 2025 U.S. Figure Skating Championships, the NCAA Men's Basketball Division I Championships, first and second rounds, Athletes Unlimited Softball, NAIA Men's and Women's Wrestling National Championships, Professional Fighters League, TBT, the basketball tournament, the NJCAA Men's and Women's Soccer National Championships, the NAIA Men's Soccer National Championships, the USA Lacrosse WCLA Championships, and the U.S. Youth Soccer and National President's Cup. Probably a lot more that they're leaving out of there. Coming up again next year, the Men's and Women's National Wrestling Championships are going to return. We're going to have the WBIT, the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, here in March. Of course, we got Banana Ball coming to Wichita. Firefighters versus Coconuts in May. U.S. Youth Soccer National President's Cup coming back again. Of course, we have the ever-present National Baseball Congress World Series. NJCAA Division I Men's Soccer National Championships are going to be here in November. So, hey, could we repeat as the best sports event host city in 2026? We'll have to find out, but things are looking pretty good. The Big 12 Conference announced yesterday it had fined Texas Tech and Kansas $25,000 each in relation to the what they call alleged pocket knife incident that occurred during Saturday's college football matchup in Lubbock. KU coach Lance Leipold, of course, alleged that a pocket knife hit a KU staff member and blasted the league's office's handling of rules surrounding objects thrown from the crowd. The league's fine to Texas Tech was issued because of, quote, repeated instances of objects being thrown to the playing service. Kansas's fine was for, quote, disparaging comments about the conference and its member institutions, and for, quote, a statement regarding a pocket knife by head coach Lance Leipold that was inaccurate. They did not clarify which part of his statement was inaccurate. Leipold issued an apology. He said what he had was an emotional reaction, and he said that he really needs to be better.
Okay.
Kansas Athletic Director Travis Goff issued a similar statement. The circumstances of Saturday nights were unfortunate. We take ownership of our emotionally charged response. So, yeah, kind of an apology coming from KU out there after the fine.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah. The Big 12 alleged. The Big 12's trying to leave it open, like nothing happened, nothing to see here, move along, and yet the evidence, even though it says that the evidence points to a fact that nobody was actually hit by the object, the evidence actually shows that it was thrown from the crowd, so we'll have to see how this all shakes out, but the Big 12's just trying to say, okay, it's over, nothing to see here, we've thrown out fines, that's good enough. Three Kansas City Royals have been named 2025 Rawlings Gold Glove finalists. Royals' Bobby Witt Jr., Mikhail Garcia, and Kyle Isbell named as finalists at their respective positions. Witt, this is his second nomination after winning his first Gold Glove in 2024. Garcia and Isbell got their first ever nominations. We got some tickets that you can possibly win. Wichita Thunder opening night Saturday against the Allen Americans. We have a chance for you to win some tickets. All you have to do, text the keyword Thunder to the short code 20357. You can get in one entry per day now through noon on Friday. Message and data rates apply. Again, that is the keyword Thunder to the short code 20357 for a chance to win tickets to the home opener of the Wichita Thunder. And tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, NFL Thursday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers in Cincinnati to face the Bengals. Pre-game start at 6:30, and that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning. And of course, sports every morning is brought to you by our good friends at Wichita Brewing Company. Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. Or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun, WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
My friends and I were on the deck last Friday evening. It was very nice.
Excellent.
Enjoyable. All right, coming up, we got the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about a surge in Christianity. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 8:30 here on a Thursday morning at 60 degrees. A man accused in the death of a Wichita man during a fight at an American Legion club last week was in court Wednesday.
52-year-old Daryl Buckner was charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery in the death of 55-year-old Anthony Grayson and injuring another man. The shooting happened after a fight broke out at the bar. Prosecutors say Buckner went to his car and retrieved a gun. Bond was set at $1 million. His next court date is scheduled for October 27th. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump is eyeing another major U.S. city for a crime crackdown. Fox's Henry Lee reports on how city leaders are reacting.
On Wednesday, President Trump said he's proposing the National Guard be sent to San Francisco, echoing an initial suggestion last week by Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff because of a police shortage.
I think we can make San Francisco. There's one of our great cities 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now it's a mess.
State Senator Scott Wiener disagrees.
We don't need this federal intervention in San Francisco. We don't want it.
The backdrop Wednesday was the San Francisco Police Academy, where the city is trying to rebuild its ranks. The SFPD is short about 500 officers after the pandemic, but is now seeing the largest surge of recruits at the academy in 5 years. The mayor and DA say the city is busy tackling crime.
The Trump administration is already embattled with state and city leaders in Illinois over the deployment of troops to quell protests in response to ICE operations in the area. Wichita police have confirmed the arrest of a 24-year-old man in connection with the drug overdose death of a 15-year-old last month in the city. In a news release, WPD says since the department's initial response to the September 14th call, quote, our investigators and overdose analysts have been working to pursue justice and ensure accountability for the people responsible for this senseless death, unquote. Police say canine officers arrested the 24-year-old man yesterday. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency announced recently that a turret gunner killed in World War II has been accounted for.
Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Clifford Keeney was 26 when he was killed September 13, 1944, during World War II. Keeney's family received their full briefing on his identification this past June, and now additional details may be shared. In 1944, Keeney was a top gunner on board a B-17 Flying Fortress assigned to the 327th Bombardment Squadron, 92nd Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force. He was reportedly killed in action during a bombing mission over Germany. Eight of the nine crew members on board were also killed and buried by German forces in a cemetery. But Keeney's remains were not accounted for after the war. In 2008, a recovery team discovered possible remains and material evidence. In 24, a team returned to the area and continued the investigation, recovering possible remains and life support equipment. To identify Keeney's remains, scientists used dental and other analysis to help bring closure to the family. Keeney will now be buried near his home in Pennsylvania later next month. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Steve and 10 in the morning, KNSS. Three big things. President Trump is thinking about putting National Guard troops in San Francisco and regular troops in Venezuela. Government shutdown is in day 16 with no end in sight. Two people dead after bicycle and motorcycle collide in southwest Wichita near Harry and Palisade. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes on the traffic cameras looking, still pretty light out there right now. So things definitely looking okay on the roadways. Just little bits and pieces of heavy traffic on East Kellogg from 143rd Street East into about Greenwich Road. Just some areas of heavy traffic right around there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 63. Friday, more of the same. Sunny. Tomorrow's high, 82 degrees. Now a clear sky. South wind at 8 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather's brought to you by The Monarch. The patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at The Monarch. The weather is perfect for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends to The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. And trading is underway on Wall Street, and the stocks are in positive territory for now. The Dow is up just under 95 points. S&P up by almost 20. And the NASDAQ is showing up by more than 120 points. Nestle will cut around 16,000 jobs worldwide and over the next 2 years as it works to slash costs, including through automation, the world's largest food company said today. Most of the layoffs, about 12,000, will affect white-collar professionals as Nestle targets operational efficiencies, including by automating processes and using shared services, the company said. Behind such brands as Kit Kat and Nesquik, they said that in a statement.
They're going to fire that rabbit?
They're going to fire the rabbit. There you go. All right, Wichita is the best sports host city. And we have more on that story this morning from the Wichita Business Journal and editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, sir.
I've been called Kirk Longoffer before, trust me.
No,
good morning, Mr. McIntosh.
I apologize to Kirk.
Wichita has been named Best Sports Host City for the year in online voting at a sports travel magazine website. Visit Wichita representatives were at a conference in Columbus, Ohio to pick up the trophy on Wednesday. I'm assuming it's a trophy. More people voted for Wichita as Best Sports Host over cities such as Atlanta, Charlotte, Milwaukee, Des Moines.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Boyne and Boise. It's been a big year for sports in Wichita with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in January, NCAA Tournament in March, and the Aftershocks TBT Championship at Koch Arena in July. And don't forget the many college and youth sporting events that come to Wichita throughout the year. One of the nation's largest energy companies could be acquiring a freshly built industrial facility in Wichita as it progresses on plans for a major solar project in the state. NAPS Wind, LLC, which is tied to Next Era Energy, is planning to purchase a 131,000-square-foot warehouse in the Iron Horse Manufacturing Park down at Seneca and MacArthur, according to a city report. The building's current owner, Aspen Funds of Overland Park, will sell the building to NAPS Wind and also move its property tax abatements it received from the city over to the energy company. Wichita's Equity Bank reported a $29.7 million loss in the third quarter of the year compared to net income of $19.8 million in the same quarter last year. The bank said non-interest income included a $53.4 million loss on the sale of securities related to repositioning during Q3. The security sale was valued at more than $436 million. The third quarter saw Equity finalize its acquisition of NBC Oklahoma in July, gaining 7 Oklahoma branches, and announcing a pending merger with Omaha's Frontier Bank. That's Equity's entrance into the Nebraska market. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, today is National Bosses Day. You know, the word boss has been used as slang back in the 60s, it was, to describe something cool or excellent. So if you are blessed with a great boss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Plus, you could call him a boss. A little joke there. Well, whatever you call him, do a little something for the boss in your life today. That's our advice to you. How about it? You know, you've been working a long time now. How many really crummy bosses have you had? Can you?
I've never had a boss that I just couldn't stand. I've always been able to. Some bosses have been tremendous, and others you just get along with and learn to work with, and they're fine. I've never had one I just thought I had to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, almost, you know, I've had a few bosses in 55 years, but I can just count one or two that I just really did not care at all for this person, but I won't go into it. But I didn't care for them because they were not a nice person. It had nothing to do with my personality, obviously.
But, obviously.
Bosses, have you ever been a boss?
Well, just over reporters, I guess.
Yeah, you're a boss.
An editor, yeah.
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 Well, don't be too bossy, boss, okay?
No, I like to think I'm a boss, not a boss.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're the boss.
I'm not cool.
Whatever.
Steve, you know that.
National Bosses Day. All right, thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Coming up to Glenn Beck program this morning, talking about Democrat politics. At our top of the hour news, two people dead after a motorcycle and a bicycle collide in southwest Wichita. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.